USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And some are suggesting that the U.S. economy could see a second or so-called double-dip recession because of COVID-19. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says he doubts that will happen. He told reporters at the White House this morning the U.S. is still handling the outbreak very well.
The fatality rate keeps coming down. Just took another nosedive in the last 4 or 5 days.
President Trump is expected to file paperwork before the week is over to cancel the Obama-era DACA program, which has shielded many immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children from deportation. A previous attempt by President Trump to cancel the executive order was shot down by the Supreme Court on procedural grounds. The United States is officially out of the World Health Organization, the president announcing in May that the U.S. was going to terminate its partnership. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Another major American company announces some major job cuts because of the pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's John Huns.
In another major cut due to the coronavirus, Levi's has said that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as it deals with a sharp drop in sales. The San Francisco-based jean maker said the layoffs will save about $100 million per year and won't affect workers at its stores or factories.
The White House says Mary Trump's tell-all book about the president's family is a book of falsehoods. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany telling reporters that the book from the president's niece is filled with what she calls ridiculous, absurd allegations that she says have absolutely no bearing in truth. Mary Trump is claiming, among other things, that President Trump and his siblings devalued assets and committed fraud. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Just getting word that the U.S. Supreme Court is backing a Trump administration plan to help companies deny giving their workers free birth control. The 7-2 ruling means up to 126,000 women in the country could lose their birth control coverage. The court ruled publicly traded companies and large universities can claim a religious objection to providing such coverage, and even those without a moral objection are now exempt from the requirement. The ruling does help President Trump deliver on a campaign promise to roll back coverage provided in Obamacare. The mayor of Phoenix, Arizona, Kate Gallego, says more testing resources are needed in Arizona's capital city. She said this morning on MSNBC, anybody who needs a test should be able to get one. The state reported 3,600 new cases yesterday and a single-day record of 117 fatalities because of the virus. Two of the nation's top schools, I should say, are suing the Trump administration over its rule that would block international students from remaining in the U.S. if their schools are only offering online courses. Harvard and MIT are asking a federal court to block the rule announced by Trump officials this week. And Jude Law will play a Disney villain in his next role, the actor signing on for a live-action film of Peter Pan and Wendy as Captain Hook. He's been cast, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.